As you know, I have a so-called individual presentation in Helsinki, in HAM.
Mm-hmm.
And during several workshops, that I think came once, the idea, why not to make a workshop with a different group of people, let's say. Also, it was a continuation of some of practices we initiated years ago. Like, generally, we can call it like excluded society or like site-specific groups.
Mm-hmm.
Just to try if art or how much art is a useful tool for basic communication.
Mm.
Let's say for a kind of natural-friendly unity in between artists. Like following the idea of Joseph Boyd, we are an artist, let's just practice when you know.
Yeah.
And that's one of the ideas during this Helsinki trip was, why not to make a workshop with prisoners as well? And then we didn't find time, I think, during this first period working for HAM show. Mm. Then, when I start to talk with Pirko...
Mm-hmm, yes, greater Pirko Siitari.
What about the project for this new idea, the biennial on the island?
Yeah.
I just came back to the concept, okay, let's do just the workshop or project together with prisoners. And that was the link to...
Yes. Mm. The work Seven Prisoners has two parts. The first is a VR film where the seven inmates, you being one of them, escape from the prison. Could you tell our listeners, what can we expect when we come to Vallisaari to experience your film?
It's a lot to say something because it's like...
I know.
it's like to open the door, which you love, to have fun seeing people opening them. But, of course, I can say something about so-called personal history of the of one of the prisoners. I mean, about myself.
Yes.
I was fascinated practically by the Kurosawa movie, Seven Samurais.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the same, let's say, the seven happy number, which is, let's say, as I remember from childhood, good link to count, like to be lucky.
Yeah.
And then the story about the samurais, they are not only protecting the let's say, village in the troubles, they're rather bringing the light and consciousness of the power, personal power of each samurai, but also the power of collectivity. How powerful is to cooperate, whatever you're doing. Why not to use the power of collectivity to escape from the prison? It's already instruction how to escape from the prison.
And what about the virtual reality element of the work? Why did you decide to bring that element to the work? What does it bring to it?
It's bringing to this, let's say, technology of communication, I mean, to the movie, a dear kind of joy. Because... when I start to ask my friend and director partner, Leszek Molski, do you have any visions or any visions you have, please share with me. Because I did several drawings as a kind of storyboard coming from my own, let's say, heritage or imagination. And Leszek made a phone, I think, some days after asking, Paweł, I have an idea. Let's make a VR movie. I didn't know even how to play with that, no? I just noticed, I visited several times kind of game club with my son and my daughter playing virtuality, like using kind of battles expression. And I said, wow, I can play with this new technology, creating, let's say, by new technology, old message. And that's what we did.
Mm-hmm. This is a VR film, and then there is the documentary about making of the film. And so what do you think the island, Vallisaari, will bring to the experience?
Mm-hmm. It's like, also, I imagine, like, why people are going to the island to experience art or say such a... Mm-hmm. Let's, if we see that the art is a way... for personal collective wake up, let's say, or illumination, using the language of modernism. And why this island was used by military service? Why it was like kind of effect of the natural discovered power which soldiers used to get the power, to control the power, to protect themselves. It's very much to the Kurosawa concept. It's like to bring the peace to the military area. And the peace messengers, they should be prisoners because they know about the prison very much as well as freedom.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the power of collectivity and collaboration, and collaboration with people has always been at the center of your artistic practice. And during your long international career, you have exhibited works that are really versatile and playful and full of surprises. And your art is something that people can take part, and the outcome is often open. And I think it's very beautiful the way you lead people into making art, and how you throw yourself into playing with other people too. And I was wondering, has this always been a natural way to you to work as an artist?
It's probably not specially transformed from the childhood when you discover this power of collective games. It's a very serious experience, very serious way of knowing each other and loving each other and loving the fact that we are creators.
This
was a practice for creators.
And it feels like it also breaks many rules we have learned about what is the right way to experience art. We have learned that art is something put on display inside an institute and you have to be careful not to touch. But you encourage people to play. Like you said, feel the same joy as we did as kids when we created something together. Is this important to you, to break these kind of rules, maybe internalized rules we feel about art?
Maybe not break, maybe just a question. No question. Questioning. Why, if we're playing, if we are really like society of people, they playing the same game, which was named Lila in India, the game of life.
Yeah.
Why we should close the rules? We can keep the rules open, no? Because that's the idea of the game.
Yeah. So, Pavel Althammer, you had your solo exhibition in Hamm 2 years ago, where you, for example, made art together with school children in the suburb of Jakomäki. And you talked about the importance of joy and play, but what do you get as an artist? What does it mean for you to make art and create with other people? And what kinds of reactions do you get from people you collaborate with?
I think it's like studying together, about studying the identity of individuals, the specific phenomenon that's like having each one of us as an individual different person. We are such a fantastic and let's say perfect together as well. We are making a rich as we can. Through our spectrum of individualism and autonomy, we can really make this spectrum of us like shining, vibrating. Yeah.
So what about the people you collaborate with? Like these people of Suomenlinna Open Prison. You have worked with less advantaged people also earlier, and with people from suburbs, like here in Helsinki. How do you choose the people you collaborate?
Mostly intuitionally, but like people you're just meeting on your trip. And sometimes you are just asked, no? Like people asking you, hey, can you play something, like which is art or interview? No, it's like being open, it's modified already the game.
Well, I read that you have a suburban identity. What does it mean? What does it mean for you as an artist, this kind of identity?
Yes, means I can easily jump to the center of the town, let's say, of society. Like, I have not far away to the place they are making the bonfire and sitting around. But at the same time, I can really move out of this area, like going to the so-called no maps district, or even sometimes the dark sides of the sites.
Yeah. Well, we live in this time of individualism and neoliberalism, where we focus on ourselves and believe in the ability of an individual. And it feels that in your art, you push back this kind of development. And I was wondering, do you feel that through art, you encourage people to see the value of collectivity, solidarity and collaboration?
Sure. I think that was also practiced from the childhood. Like, everyone got an idea. One got the idea to be a leader, or like to push ideas, like the engine of the movement. And there are some just very curious participants. They have this power of being silent and just following, or just having fun to enjoy that someone is playing this dynamic version of himself. Then there is not like discriminating anyone, actually. That's the power of the joy, you know, and of the childhood. They're finding the balance in between themselves.
That's very lovely, lovely put. Finally, I would like to ask that now that your work, Seven Prisoners, is put on display in Vallisaari after it was postponed, like everything due to the pandemic. So what kinds of reactions or emotions or thoughts do you hope to wake in people? Do you think about that?
Yes, I it's kind of dedicating. I'm dedicating my state of joy and kind of inner stability as an even not hope, rather as a kind of very joyful knowledge. Let's be comforted. Let's experience that which makes such a fun for everyone who has experienced.